This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
Hump Day.
It's Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully your day's off to a good start. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here. Had to realize, it is Wednesday.
And
So hopefully everybody's having a great Wednesday. Shout out and hope everybody's safe up there in the north. I saw the damn snow was coming out up in North Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. That's crazy. Obviously,
they got 5 inches at my in-laws in Western North Carolina.
I guess that damn ground. What's that groundhog name again?
Yeah, Punxsutawney Phil.
That guy right there. Yeah, I guess he was right this time.
I guess he was right.
Man, let him tell me the damn numbers. Hit me a good scratch off or something.
Yeah, I know. Can we do something more than just winter's going to be longer? Because spring starts on the same day every year.
It does.
That's a pretty sweet gig for old Punxsutawney Phil.
Getting paid off for nothing.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
like, can we get
that?
Some?
How about that?
Can we get some prize picks over here? Come on.
How about that?
Let's make a lineup.
Yeah, man. But yeah, it's hopefully everybody's safe and everything up there. As that was a good hit to hear, because we were just talking about Latte Lott as him making his debut for United this weekend. Obviously, their first game against Montreal as the season gets started. So it seems like he's going to be ready to play.
Good.
And that's why we were talking. I was like, well, why the hell not? What you mean? He ain't fit.
I realize that he just got the paperwork signed and all that kind of stuff, but like, I think he knew when the first game was.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Y'all know what it was, too.
And they got treadmills. So it's like, you know what I mean?
I think
I might be oversimplifying the process
with
which it takes to get ready for a season. But it's like, it is always like way more complicated to get Atlanta United guys on the field than it is in any other of the sports that we cover. I understand a lot of it is international stuff. Guys have to get their paperwork finished and work visas and all that kind of stuff. But like, it's always like, is he going to play? Well, I don't know. Gotta go to the embassy.
Yeah, like,
you gotta get his passport stamped.
Well,
and it's
when that like, passport is stamped, and I will sign my signature on the contract.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Then go.
Yeah,
and the game's on Saturday.
Yeah,
and it's late on Saturday. It doesn't kick off till 7:30.
So he's got plenty of time.
He got plenty of time to get ready.
Yeah.
Obviously the signing. You and I are on the same page on this one, pretty honest about it. Not super familiar with his work previous, but people that know tell us that he's a big deal and that we should be really excited for him. And you see the highlight videos and all that. So, great. It's a big signing.
Let's go.
Hopefully he gets on the field and delivers.
Yeah, that means
Miguel Almiron coming back is something that we know a little bit more about. Certainly a fan favorite, something to get excited about. You got a new manager. You got a new technical director. There's a lot of changes over there. I feel like with all of that, and especially like active change, and maybe even proactive, however you want to call it, but active change in an offseason where you're coming off multiple seasons of disappointment, that's something to get excited about, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a legitimate excitement about the beginning of this season that there hasn't been in a while.
Because a lot of newness. Like you said, you ran off all the new positions and everything, and obviously you go out and pay the largest transfer fee ever to go get a guy and things like that. So, yeah, it's a lot of newness to it. Because, you know, in my opinion, it did get stagnant over there. It did. And a lot of the reason, because a lot of the most important players on your team are your DPs, and they just haven't performed. Yeah. You move on from them and things like that. So right now, yeah, the excitement should be there for this season as far as, you know, we talked about the newness and who's here and who's not. And it was funny because we were supposed to have Brad on yesterday. I mean, he's the longest tenure player.
Yeah.
You know, he was here from the beginning. You know,
yeah.
And so, you know, that this looks at all the overhaul and of where this team is going. And so, I mean, hopefully it all works out.
I
think that's the biggest thing.
It is the biggest thing. But it just feels like with all the change, I think sometimes just as fans, you just want action. Like, you just want something going on to get excited about. Mm-hmm. Because, like, the Braves are, roster-wise, they're better. Like, the Braves, from a roster standpoint, as long as everyone's healthy, it's one of the four or five best teams in Major League Baseball.
Correct.
But they didn't do anything in the offseason.
Right.
So it feels like it's like a little bit like, well, that's not exciting to cover during the offseason.
They got old boy yesterday.
That's true. They did get our guy, Buck Farmer.
They went and got Buck.
But at the same time, they didn't have to do a ton
because
they bring back a great roster of very talented players that 2 years ago won 105 games and was phenomenal. But, like, it's just funny how – and I understand why. We're all humans, and the most recent thing that happened is the most important thing that happened. And, you know, you get caught up in big signings and money spent and all that kind of stuff.
And
what other teams are doing and all that. But it just feels like with Atlanta United's offseason and everything that they've done – the enthusiasm for the beginning of the season feels different than the enthusiasm for the beginning of Braves season, even though the Braves are very likely better than Atlanta United their leagues.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, because like you said it perfectly, there was nothing to get excited about.
Nothing to sink your teeth into
Other than I'm excited because I know Spencer Strider's coming back.
Yes.
I'm excited because I know Ronald Acuña's eventually going to come back. Mm-hmm. I'm excited because Chris Sale is going to be the leader of this rotation. So there's so many different things to be excited about. But for some reason, when you add to a team, if it's a named player or whatever, that gives you more excitement, even though deep down you look at this squad like, we're freaking loaded.
Yeah.
The Braves are freaking loaded. Now, I understand the pitching aspect and, you know, you lost some guys.
It's a fair concern.
It's a fair concern. It really, really is. But, like, that night shift era, that's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone.
They all played for other teams.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
They weren't good as they were going along.
And other teams offered them contracts the Braves weren't going to offer.
Exactly. And so, I mean, and knowing the process of your team, I think, would help also. Knowing that the Braves were never going to give Max what he got up in New York City. They were never going to do it. Just like they were never going to do the Freddie thing and all these other things. So you know
They tried to do the Freddie. The Freddie one's the only one that isn't the same as all the
other
ones.
But then,
the Dansby one, absolutely.
But you know that. But you know this about this team. Mm-hmm. And so you know what they want to do. They want to lock up their young talent. They want to go and see if they can find a guy like Chris Sale and be like, well, let's see what we can do right here. This is the MO of this team. So them not bringing anybody in this year is not surprising to me. But I would think, you know, going back before the season started and, you know, free agency, and we were talking about what the Braves need. Obviously, you can never have enough pitching. We understand that. But then you were looking at position players. Did they find an upgrade for Arcia?
Nope.
You know, I think that was one of the things that we were
hopeful.
Looking at is that part right there. But they're happy with him. I don't want to say happy, but was there an upgrade enough to fit what the Braves want to do? Not necessarily around the league, because I'm sure there probably was a better shortstop option, but did he fit into what the Braves wanted to do financially? You know, that's the biggest thing a lot of times. No, hell no. That is the biggest thing with the Braves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
financial flexibility.
Especially when you're looking at what Arcia is financially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he signed when you added him a couple years ago, and he was supposed to be the utility guy.
He was.
He signed an awesome, really low money contract.
Mm-hmm. And that's your starter.
Yeah, now it's your starter, and he was an all-star. Now he hadn't been the same ever since that. And last year was pretty bad by all accounts at the plate. But money-wise, it's still a pretty good bargain. Now, again, you're not getting me excited about bargains.
No.
You're a Major League Baseball team.
But.
Go get a guy. But if he's your ninth hitter in that lineup with everybody healthy, it's fine. He was the ninth hitter in that lineup with everybody healthy 2 years ago, and they won 105 games. They hit 300 home runs, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to hope that it bounces back to that point. It's such a great example of how the lead up to events matters almost as much as the event itself. Because once the season starts, and if Atlanta United plays great, everyone's going to be excited about it, and there's going to be a lot of momentum and chatter. If they don't, and they kind of get off to a slow start, all the enthusiasm about the highest transfer, whatever, no one cares about that.
Yeah, because
they care about it now because it hasn't happened yet. But, conversely, with the Braves, if the Braves come out and they're, you know, they're 20-10 in the first month of the season, everyone's back to calling Alex Anthopoulos a genius again because it worked. Like, the offseason only matters during the offseason. So many teams win the offseason and then suck. Almost every year. In the NFL and in the NBA, the team that wins the offseason sucks. I'm not saying it doesn't matter because it's what's happening now and it's what you're talking about now. It just, it's interesting to be leading into these seasons that are happening kind of simultaneously, and one team that is better and has had more success of late didn't do a lot because they didn't have to, and they're being talked about as if they're some sort of bums. And then there's another team who has done nothing for years, fired managers, made bad signings. Well, I mean, it just is what it is with Atlanta United. It's true. Had a good offseason where they changed a lot, and the change is being treated as guarantee, and it isn't. I hope it works, but there's no guarantee that it will.
But I think the thing with the you talk about the Braves is always that, you know, they do get off to a slow start. Well, it's still early. Well, they got this time and everything like that. And I think, you know, because they didn't make any moves, I think it'd be more more elevated, just like you said. Well, they didn't have this guy. See, the way you got this pitcher. See, we should have got all this and everything like that. And you're going into a season to start the season without your best player, the guy who, in my opinion, makes everybody better when he's in the lineup. And that's Ronald Acuña. And so once you get him in, then you can't have the expectation that early when he comes back that he's going to be automatically going back to the level of what we love, what we see him as. It's just not going to, it don't work like that. He's got to work himself back into it. And I'm sure they're going to do a good job of not overloading him from the start. Now, I know he's like one of them caged tigers. He wants to be out there and everything like that. But you got to slow play it a little bit with him.
Do you think that, because I feel like most Atlanta sports fans are fans of all the teams, right? Some people are just Falcons fans. Some people are just Braves fans, whatever. But, like, by and large, I feel like the majority of people that listen to us, you root for all the teams. You're in on all the teams. Maybe you care more than others, but whatever. Like, generally, you're an Atlanta sports fan. Do you feel like there's ever, like, an impact of the momentum of the season that just ended?
No.
That affects how you view the season that's about to start of a different team? Like, because of the way that things ended for the Falcons, is there, like, a little bit of a different positive momentum or negative momentum heading into the Braves and the Atlanta United seasons?
I hope not.
I hope not, too. I think there probably is sometimes.
You would think, especially with the Braves, that, like you said, they're one of the best teams in ball.
That's true.
The Falcons were not.
No.
You know, nobody ever kind of tried to confuse them with that. You know, and the thing with United is I think there's so much unknown with United because we don't know how these new acquisitions and everything's going to form. But we know who this Braves team is.
I feel like when it's negative, it does. Because then it's really easy to be like, yep, that's just Atlanta sports.
Here
we go again.
Exactly.
Saw Kirk Cousins had the biggest fall off we've ever seen before. Here we go again. Braves didn't do anything in the out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when it's positive and, it's more negative than positive.
Here we go normally. Thing with the Braves, more or less, when the playoffs start.
Yeah.
Yeah, because regular season, they do their thing and everything.
They make
like
the playoffs every year.
Yeah, but it's more like
here we
go again when the Braves get to the second season.
Yeah, then you get to the playoffs.
Then everybody gets tight.
And somebody gets hurt in the pitching staff, and then you're mad they didn't make a trade at the deadline, and then they're out of the playoffs.
Yes.
And I can't blame anybody for saying here we go again or being mad about it because.
Because we're not going to – I don't think I don't think as we get ready for the season to start, Braves fans, we're not like that right now.
Some people are like, oh, this is fine, but just wait till the playoffs get here. We'll blow it.
But do you know how long the playoffs are for right now?
I know, but I know.
160 games.
You're right about that. You're absolutely right about that. But then there's also the people that if it's going bad, if it's going good, there's people that'll say, just wait for the playoffs.
But then
if it's going bad, then there's people like – ah, it's early.
Yeah, they're like Randy Quaid. They all blow it in the playoffs. They're just like that. They all blow it.
Yeah.
Just watch.
And you're probably right because every team does, except for one.
It doesn't get there.
Every year, every team blows it except for one. So being negative is often the same thing as being right. I think that's why so many of the national people like to be negative all the time because you're almost always going to be right. Because, they can't win a championship.
But it's so obvious.
Probably going to be true.
They say it to the most obvious.
They're like, oh, well, okay, cool move. You're not winning the title. And then you just, I told you back in February. It's like, cool. You predicted that the team wasn't going to win a championship. Nobody does. One team does every year. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending to kick off the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte Doth has his visa. Everything is ready to go. He had a really good past couple weeks of training. He played in our last preseason game. He's electric. He's going to be exciting to watch. He will help stretch other teams for us with his speed, his finishing ability, you know, with 27 goals in the championship in England last year, in the last 2 years there. So He's an exciting player who I think we're going to set up for a lot of goals this season. And I think
there you have it. That's Chris Henderson, Atlanta United technical director, from this morning on the radio station, talking about the final DP signing of the offseason, Latte Lath, and where he's at ahead of the first match of the season, which is on Saturday versus Montreal, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7:30. Sounds like he's going to be ready to go. Now,
yeah, I mean, but I
how long can he play? I don't know. But I want to see him out there to start the season, game one.
Who scores and the roof blows off? I mean, off the Mercedes-Benz? Him? Or Amaro.
Miggy.
Yeah. If Miggy scores.
No offense to Latte Lap,
yeah,
but
if, I'm like,
he's got a long way to go to be viewed that
but
way.
But if Miggy scores on Saturday, dude, that place is – it's already going to be crazy anyways. But that place is going to be just straight ape, you know what.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to start – because it's the first game and it's the beginning of the season. We need to start working on this Golden Spike thing too.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Right now.
We
got a good relationship over there. We be over there. We be hanging out.
Yeah, all those
like
guys
that.
Are great.
They're great. We need to figure out how to get this Golden Spike.
Dukes and Bell did it.
Yeah, we did.
They hammered in the Golden Spike.
And I'm pretty sure ours look way more stylish than them.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of swag pizzazz. When it comes to hammering spikes in there.
You damn right we do. Check the photo album.
Yeah, check it out. I've hammered a lot of spikes in my day.
Yeah, dude. Check the album.
We're the second longest running show at the station.
Yes.
Relationship strong over there.
Yeah.
We both look good in soccer jerseys.
Who you telling?
You know what I mean?
Hold on. We got to wear a jersey?
I think so.
I wear a t-shirt.
I mean, is that the deal breaker? Like,
is that the deal breaker? Me having to wear another man's
jersey? If they
say
you can do it, well, it's got to say another man's name on the back of it. It'll probably have your name or no name.
Okay. That's negotiable.
Okay.
I would guess that it would be a McMichael jersey.
Hang on. This is good.
This is negotiable. Negotiable.
Okay. So you would do what? You would wear just a blank back Atlanta United jersey to hammer in the spike.
Yes.
You would wear one that said McMichael 25.
No.
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 Why not? That's you in the year.
I know.
What if it said McMichael 81?
No.
That was your number.
It was, but you know how I feel. These are those little quirks or whatever you want to call it. That I have.
I know that's why I'm digging in here. I'm trying to examine.
You know, I have those little things about me.
No, I love them.
Yeah, that's just my thing. That's me.
I know
me with my last name on a jersey that I don't play for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's me.
Blank back Atlanta United jersey is a go.
Go.
McMichael 20, okay, no name.
No.
So then I would assume that if it said Almarone, that's an absolute no-go.
No-go.
Okay.
No-go.
Okay. But, I mean, just a blank jersey, that's fine.
Yeah, I can do that.
No big deal.
I can do that.
I would,
I can do that.
So there we go. We've set our terms.
Yes.
as if that's what Atlanta United was waiting for. Oh, okay. So that's all they're asking for?
Yeah.
Great.
Cool.
Yeah, I would love to do that. So then, so here comes the next question. Because it's like, it's both of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you hammer it three times to get it hammered in.
Right.
So what do we do? We each get a hammer? Or do we pass it back and forth?
I think it's we each get a hammer.
Or do we each get one?
I think it's when it's a duo, we each get one.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go.
Do you get to take that with you?
Because
that would be a really cool thing. To get like in a shadow box,
that would be awesome.
And get framed up and put up.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, this is this hammer from me when me and Randy got this hammer, the spike
sure
in it.
You don't
game. Probably not.
But I think.
But what if you just took it?
But you just took it and we're just walking around because you don't have to stay and watch the game.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it is before
we're
the game.
Be walking around
it's
with
just
with
90 minutes with a big mallet.
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
No, you're probably right.
No, we can't do that.
Probably right about that. Yeah. Anyway, sounds like Latte Lap is going to be able to go. I know he played in the final preseason match. Just a matter of fitness at this point. And if he doesn't, then I'm sure he'll go in the second game. There's a lot of games. It's a really long season. Starts on Saturday. Hopefully it's a really good season because everybody's excited for it. All right. Chris Sale is going to be the starter for the first Grapefruit League game on Saturday as well.
Love it.
Makes sense.
Love it.
That'll get underway for the Braves on Saturday as spring training is legitimately right around the corner. So this is something we spent quite a bit of time talking about a couple weeks ago. Everybody did when Luka got traded for AD. Who knew? Who didn't? All that kind of stuff. It sounds like legitimately nobody knew. Like really, real deal, nobody knew, which never happens in sports anymore. Here's Rich Paul, who's AD's agent, LeBron's agent, one of the power brokers in the NBA, talking about that trade.
99.9% of the time, I'm going to know what's going on. The one time I didn't was the one time we all didn't. Per se, know what was going on. It was a shock to everybody. Who was in it was a shock, right? I always knew the affinity that was had for AD from Nico's perspective, so the destination wasn't really a shock. The timing of it was a shock, and obviously who was involved was a shock. But you don't move mountains with everybody knowing. You can't. And so I'm glad I didn't know. And I'm glad that whoever else didn't know because it probably wouldn't have happened if you did know.
Yeah, I mean, he's absolutely correct, because you said, like, Rich Paul's one of the most powerful agents in ball. I mean,
probably is the most. You look at the NBA.
I saw that clip. He was on Gil's Arenas and I saw the clip of the other names he was talking about. Like, he has De'Aaron Fox, and he has who else? The guy that just went from Chicago to Sacramento. Those guys.
Oh yeah, yeah. LaVine.
Yeah, he has Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. He has Brandon Ingram. He has all these guys.
Everybody that got traded, he's their agent.
Pretty
too.
Much. Yeah, and so when you're talking about, like you said, moving a mountain. Nico and Rob, they kept it between them too. They didn't tell anybody until they had some kind of parameter. I'm sure they mentioned it to the damn owners and stuff like that. Because you don't make a trade like that without that, you know, without that approval of it. And
when based on the way the Mavericks, because the Mavericks have a new ownership group, but then there's like the whatever you call it, like the principal owner or whatever, the one that gets to basically talk when stuff like this happens. Mm-hmm. The commentary from that person has made it seem like they certainly knew, and they totally support it.
Yeah, I mean, no, and then you heard, I saw something yesterday, as soon as we got off the air, that he's talking about he didn't think that the outcry was going to be like it is.
Well, that's
like,
a bad sign.
That's a bad sign.
That's a bad sign.
If you're that's a bad sign if you did not think that your fans were going to react the way they did to them losing Luka Doncic.
Oof.
What the hell do you mean?
That might be the worst thing you could possibly say.
What the hell you didn't mean you didn't anticipate?
You thought they were going to be cool with it?
But I like what Rich said, because Rich would have known this trade wouldn't have went through probably.
Right, probably.
You know? Probably would have, he would have found some way the Knicks to trade.
But then there's the other side of it too, where it's like, it's got to be such a hard job where in this instance, he's only Anthony Davis's agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's also LeBron's agent and like LeBron's best friend. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron might really be happy that Luke is his teammate. Right? So, like, in that instance, you have to, if he would have known, I have to imagine just, like, the different things going through your mind, weighing the pros and cons and all this kind of stuff. Like, all right, what does AD want? That's A number one, I suppose. I got to talk to him. But, like, LeBron might really want to play with Luka.
But that's true, but I don't think AD wanted to leave L.A.
I don't think he
we
did
We know
at all.
That Luka didn't want to leave Dallas.
Right.
We know all these things, you know? And so I don't know how you would go about it if, for instance, these two people who Rich Paul don't own, I hate that word, they don't have the rights to these players.
Right.
They're in a contract with that team.
Right, and right. So he could, even if he would have not wanted it to happen,
yeah, it could still happen. It could have happened. You know what I mean?
But he could have tried harder to make it not happen.
Right.
I just wonder, it's almost like, you know, it's like a doctor in a certain sense. It's like confidentiality with a patient and all of that, you know? But like, if you tell me something in confidence that is really important to another patient or vital to another patient's health or something like that, do I have an obligation to break the confidence? Can I do that?
Yeah.
How does the Hippocratic Oath work? Do agents have one of those? Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
I know exactly. Because
it's not health. It's not as important as that. But like, you know, in this instance, he's Anthony Davis's agent. In another instance, he's De'Aaron Fox's agent. In another instance, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard. It's hard when one guy is so powerful, but He is.
And just like Nico, like Rich was saying, like Nico, when he found out the Dallas thing, it's like, yeah, because everybody knows Nico loves Anthony Davis. He loves him and everything like that, and it puts him into a position like that. But I'm pretty sure if you went to both of these players and were like, okay, we're thinking about trading, I don't think either one of them would say, yeah.
What? No.
What? No.
Luka would have said, hell no.
Hell no. I want my 340.
He would have said $126 million worth of nose.
I want that right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So hell no, I don't want to get damn traded. No,
please don't. Yeah. Actually, trade me in like a year.
Yeah, let me sign
after I sign the $345 million max extension, super max extension.
Exactly.
Then let me be teammates with LeBron or whatever. At that point, I don't care.
Yeah.
But yeah,
now,
not right now.
Let me get this real quick.
All right. Tiger Woods had a funny moment last night. He refers to it as this. Not funny, but embarrassing.
I heard 99 yards, and so I went out there and hit it 100 yards, and one of the most embarrassing moments in my golfing career just happened. I just screwed up. I mean, I was embarrassing.
I mean, if that's the most embarrassing moment in a golf career, that's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
We'll take
Tiger.
It. I mean, we'll take it.
Arguably, some people think the best golfer that's ever lived.
Yeah.
All right. You're embarrassed by that moment right there.
Yeah, if we're going all the way, because he's damn near 50. If we're going to 50, and that's the most embarrassing moment.
Exactly. I was racking my brain
for like a more, and I know people are going to bring up, I'm talking about golf stuff. Like a more embarrassing golf moment from Tiger. I mean, again, that's not even that embarrassing. He thought somebody said 99 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He hit it 99 yards.
Right.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But he could take
the- now, it's kind of a indictment on, like, all right, because if it was real, if it was a real golf course, you would have obviously known 99 wasn't the yardage.
Right.
You'd have seen where the green was and known that it was 109. No one in real life is going to mistake 200 yards for 100 yards, right? But with a screen and all that kind of stuff, and maybe he's only half paying attention. I don't know.
I think that was.
Well, like, it's like, oh, that's not.
I really think Tiger.
I think more than anything, it's kind of not great for, like, the focus it takes to compete in that thing.
I think he was like, oh.
99? All right. Cool.
All right, no problem.
I got that.
He didn't even say, are you sure? Nothing.
99? Okay, 99. He's all just right. A robot. Man. And he hit it 99.
Which is.
On the number.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy. Like, that is the thing that makes those guys.
99.
The guys. It's nuts. All right, we'll come back. How enticing is Kirk Cousins to other teams? We'll find out next. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. This hour brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast at PADLYBuys.com. Hey, NASCAR is back at Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game has you covered all weekend long. Friday, you can join the morning shift live from the Speedway from 6 to 9 a.m. And on Saturday afternoon, Mike and Bo are going to broadcast live from the infield from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. That's awesome. They're going to broadcast from the infield on Saturday afternoon. That's so nice. Fun. Their camper is provided by Campers Inn, the nation's largest family-operated RV dealer. That's all this weekend, live from Atlanta Motor Speedway, home of the Ambetter Health 400 on February 23rd on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's something I'd like to get someday.
What's that?
An RV.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the...
Yeah.
It's on the, I don't know, like retirement. I don't know what that means. But it's like on the, when we're done paying for all kinds of different stuff, mm-hmm. bucket list. An RV would be a real nice one.
Oh, things,
travel the country.
Things are small. I can see you having one.
Long as the national parks are still there, we'll see.
Yeah.
Firing all the rangers. And I guess there's jobs available.
There you go.
Never been happier to not be a national park ranger than right now. Yeah. But I guess there's job openings. I don't think they're going to fill them.
No, they're not.
But yeah, just so long as those parks are still there, then we'll have some place to go to.
I can honestly see that in the Bunker Davis future.
Yeah, it is. What I really like to do, too, I really like when people have RVs, and then they have, like, the map of the United States on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sticker for the state that you've gone to. Kind of like the water bottle that Bo got me with the stickers with all the national parks on it.
Right.
I saw one where somebody had been to Washington, Idaho, and California. And I was like, but not Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I guess they just drove around it. Like they drove down through Idaho and then went down through it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, good for you.
Oh, okay.
They're just hating on the Ducks.
They didn't want to go through Washington, but
no, they were in Washington.
I mean, sorry, they didn't want to go through Oregon or whatever. But hey,
I don't blame them.
But yeah, RVs are cool, man. I would never own one.
No. I heard it's like it's like a boat but worse. In terms of, like, maintenance
and everything,
constant stuff wrong with it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they're cool to drive. I've driven one time, and it was cool as hell to drive.
You drove it?
Yeah.
How big?
Oh, God. How big was that thing? I can't remember, Andy. It wasn't one of the super, super, super ones.
You're not talking like a tour RV.
No. Just a regular one.
But still, though.
Yeah, it's a regular one. Me and Donna drove one.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, I drove one. But, yeah, no, just one time. It was cool as hell, though. But, yeah, this trying to park it and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Imagine it'd be tough.
I'm trying to figure out, because I'm trying to look this up, because they were showing the UGA pitcher on TV who was celebrating or something, like, give it to me, babe, when he struck out a guy. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Bo knows. Hey,
on the back page? Okay, Bo has it.
Oh, Bo has it. Okay, okay. We'll get to it in an hour from right now. Okay,
thank
good.
You.
Because the video of it was amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. Dude.
I can't wait story.
Give it to me, babe.
From Bo in the back page about the Georgia, because I was Georgia-Kennesaw State.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Like, it's cool that they're playing early season games and all that kind of stuff. All right, we'll get there in an hour. We'll get to the NFL No Huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. Next week, not a week from today, I guess 6 days from today, when the Falcons Brain Trust is in Indy for the Combine, on Tuesday, Raheem Morris is going to join the show.
Right.
So we'll talk to Coach on Tuesday. And as far as I know, that'll be the first time. And maybe, I mean, I know Fontenot's going to be up there. He'll probably talk to the media at some point. I know Raheem's obviously going to be up there. That's why he's talking to us. He'll talk to the assembled media at some point. I don't know if we're talking to him first or after or whatever. But nobody's talked about the Kirk Cousins stuff yet.
Right.
So we'll ask him about it, obviously. I mean, try to get at least some sort of indicator of what they thought about what he had to say. They're not going to tell us what they're going to do because can't. They're not going to give us their hand. But I'm interested at least to hear the reaction to him going on a press tour and talking about being hurt during the season.
You know what the reaction going to be. He was healthy.
Right. Well, we... As far as we knew, he was healthy.
As far as we knew, he was healthy. That's gonna be the whole thing, man. But I mean, when you look at what Kirk, I mean, we know he wants to be released. We understand that the trade clause thing. I mean, if somebody's dumb enough to do that, and the biggest thing about it is because the quarterback market is, it's always out there. I think that if Kirk Cousins goes to Kirk's going to a place where he's going to be the starter. Kirk's not going nowhere to be the damn backup. And so when you view it from that standpoint, there's certain, relationships that he has out there. And the first one, and I remember I did the Cleveland radio last month, is that place. It's Cleveland because of his familiarity with Stefanski and the system and their issue as far as their quarterback going with Deshaun Watson. And because Kirk's going to get released, you can still have that ragged-ass cap hit that Deshaun is going to give you because you don't have to pay Kirk what you got to pay.
Yeah, that's what they're going to be in desperate need of in Cleveland.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't help us down here at all because that's a release and you're paying his salary and they get him for the veteran minimum like the Steelers did last year with Russell Wilson, and that's great. Yeah, I mean, as far as what the enticing Kirk Cousins is to other teams thing, I think as a cut free agent, he'll have people that are interested in him. Trade market, there isn't any, there's not going to be one. The only way I could see it possibly happening is if it is Cleveland and the Falcons are able to make the play for Myles Garrett and they throw a million things in that Cleveland wants. And then at the back end of it, you're like, hey, take this guy too.
Yeah.
Just so we can, save a little face and say that we traded him. That's like the add-on to a big move that would involve a lot of other more important things. And still, even in that case, they're not taking on his salary. You're paying him.
You're going to pay whatever is left on the contract in the obligations for this upcoming season. So nobody's going to say, it's not about saving face because you already know you got to do it. Everybody knows you got to do it, and everybody knows that there's no way in hell, because if a team trades for him right there, then you need to fire the damn GM. If a team sends the Falcons any compensation, and I don't care here's a one or something like that or whatever. If a team is going to take on that money, that's the biggest thing about the whole thing. It's not the fact that you're getting Kirk Cousins; it's the fact that you're thinking you're taking on that money with Kirk Cousins. Hell no! Just like we talked about last year, the Falcons bid against themselves for Kirk Cousins in the first place. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to give him all that damn money because nobody's going to give him that contract that the Falcons gave him.
And
nobody.
You definitely didn't have to give him a no trade clause.
Yeah,
you definitely didn't have to do that.
No team was doing that, and if they're out there telling you that it was, it's the same damn situation of how he got the guarantee contract in Minnesota. Same talk to the Jets, like sweet talking to Jets, and then all of a sudden, Jets think they got him. No, here comes Minnesota with the guarantee 84. So there was nobody that was going to be in the bidding for him. Now sometimes you got to go above and beyond if you want something that bad, and they wanted a quarterback like Kirk that bad.
Yeah, that's what it was, and that's why they threw all the stuff in that they did. That's why they went the extra year. That's why there's $10 million more on it. That's why there's a no trade clause and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And and had it worked out, had he not gotten hurt in the Saints game and continued playing how he was playing before that, obviously we'd be talking about it differently. I mean, the end goal was to have him be the quarterback for a couple of years and have Penix take over. Obviously, the timeline got shifted. Thank God they took Penix.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be a whole different situation. Honestly, probably it'd be a different GM right now.
Yeah.
If we're being totally honest about it. Had they not taken Penix number 8 overall last year and everything happened the way that it did with Cousins, they probably would have a new general manager right now, because there'd really be nothing to hang your hat on if you didn't have the quarterback of the future. And it's hard when you think about all that goes into it. And even the fact that, like, in the end, because of the tampering thing, he's going to cost you more in even just draft compensation than you're going to get to get rid of him.
Yep.
You can't even get a fifth rounder for him.
No.
It cost you a fifth rounder plus all the money and everything else to get him in here.
If he didn't have the contract. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course.
But the contract is going to be the thing where you can't trade them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's all the money no one wants to spend on him.
Can we just get a six for him, Randy? No.
No.
Nobody's going to give up anything because they don't want to take the money on.
Well, and then the other part, too, is
because you can get them for cheaper and the Falcons pay the money.
Even if they do find a sucker, he can say no. He can say no if he wants to.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't want to go to that
team. I don't want to go there. I want y'all to release me.
Which is probably what he's going to do. Like, he would just say no to anything anyway, just to get released. And then even go to that would be crazy. Say they get something in principle with, like, the Browns. Because that's really the only team that I can think of.
Yeah.
There's with a trade. Like, with a free agency, there's a couple other teams he'd throw into it, but put in trade. And he says no. and then they cut him, and then he signs with the Browns anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be petty as hell.
It would be.
Yeah. And I wouldn't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why he needs to be petty.
I like petty business, man, when it comes to players and controlling what they want to control.
I know. It's funny how many Falcons fans want the Falcons to be petty.
Yeah.
And be like, just keep him.
Like, why?
Keep him and make him suffer. Make same reason you're giving.
Suffer.
Just be petty.
He don't suffer. He's getting paid.
Yeah.
He's getting paid.
That's the thing. Yeah, like, there's going to be no suffering.
No.
The man's going to get the money no matter what. It's just
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's getting his bread.
It's just a matter of whether or not he gets 100 mil or 90 mil.
Yes.
And if you keep him, then he gets 100 because he gets that $10 million roster bonus on March 17th.
I think,
but he won't be playing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I know. And I get it. I get it. Because, you know, when you're us and you have no control over any of it and you're furious at the guy for sucking and then lying about it and then costing you a draft pick and all of it. Like the only thing you can offer up is, well, just make him suffer that.
Yeah.
Like make him feel it. Like, again, there isn't that.
There
like
isn't.
The worst case scenario. Is that the worst case scenario?
Yeah.
If the worst case scenario is he's the backup quarterback, then he gets an extra $10 million.
Do you know how this organization's already sitting there with egg on their face. All right.
It's more than that.
Okay.
They got a whole chicken.
But if the organization does that, they'll be the laughing stock of the NFL.
Exactly. That's the thing.
They'll be the laughing stock of the NFL if you keep a player just to be petty and give him $10 million. Not saying if he wasn't getting any money, whatever.
Right.
But you're going to give him $10 million to be petty?
Right. If there was no roster bonus for it and you could keep him and you need a backup anyway and all that stuff, and then you just want to be petty and make him sit there, I guess. But it's going to cost you extra money to do it.
Why?
Emotionally?
Yes.
Like,
come on, man.
You can't.
Come on, man.
You can't. But again, you know, if anybody was going to, you know what I mean?
Don't do that.
Yeah, I mean,
don't do that.
They're the ones in the situation in the first place.
Yeah, they are. But I'm just saying, like, if that's just a bad business thing. You know, and everybody knows. And
it would be emotional business.
And you don't do
you can't
business
be
emotion.
Emotional.
You cannot be emotional, especially when it comes to money. Anyway, in any aspect of life, being emotional about money, it's just you know, especially when you're having to pay for your emotions. Like, I'm emotional right now. I'm mad, but yet I'm gonna be petty and give him this money because I want him to. He's not gonna be suffering.
Mm-mm.
All right.
He's already got a house here. His family lives here.
Yeah, he's going
to
be cool.
Also, if you want to be petty to me and make me suffer emotionally and give me $10 million, great.
I'll cry.
Yeah. I got $10 million to wipe up my tears with, or some really fancy handkerchiefs or something like that.
Yeah, I'll cry.
Double ply Kleenex. What do rich people cry into?
Handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs.
Yeah.
Dollar bills.
Handkerchiefs.
Just dollar bills?
Handkerchiefs.
Dollar bills don't like soak up a lot of.
They're bad for your skin, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, money's dirty.
It is dirty.
Yeah, money's dirty. If you rub it on your face.
A lot of people have had it,
you get
touched it.
Bumps and stuff.
Yeah, you get bumped up.
You get bumped, lumpy. The money is lumpy. But the quarterback market in this offseason, it's just, you know, because now you're starting to hear about staff out there in L.A. And the thing with staff won a new contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, staff wants a new contract.
And he played awesome.
And he played awesome this year. And I know him and McVay have a really close relationship. I don't know what's the deal with him and Les Snead, but – yeah, I think if Stafford, I don't like, why would I move on to go where out here in these streets?
Mm-mm.
Like,
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
And again, like when they were healthy, we talked about it all year. When they were healthy,
they should have beat the damn Eagles.
They came the closest anybody came.
They should have beat the Eagles.
They came the closest anybody came in the playoffs to beating the Eagles.
Yeah.
Because the Eagles absolutely mud stomped both the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
Yes.
They were driving. Like, they had the ball in the fourth quarter down six.
In a mental error.
Yeah.
A mental error by an offensive lineman to, hey, you know the best defensive player on their team?
I probably better block
him. I'm not going to block him this play.
Yeah.
I'm not going to block. Been blocking him all night
long. I was convinced when they got the ball back, Stafford was taking him down the field to score that touchdown. And I was honestly surprised that he didn't. Like, that's how close they were. And again, okay, so they're great at drafting. Retain, you probably trade Cooper Kupp. You probably have to do that because it seems like that relationship is broken.
Yeah.
All right, so do that. Get some more draft picks in return. They've been excellent at replenishing stocks through the draft.
Awesome.
That's why they can say blank those picks because even when we have three of them, we're going to have a great draft. And they got the Super Bowl for it on the front end, so it validates every decision they make. I would pay him. Pay him and try to run it back again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to give him the extension, I don't understand why. Because there is – no other quarterback that's available that is good as
he is. Not upgrading.
You're not upgrading with this crop of quarterbacks here that's there. They're not upgrading without staff.
No. Healthy Matthew Stafford with those weapons is still, I don't know, still a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
No doubt about it. So that's an interesting one. Also, you see, you know, Aaron Rodgers is out there. I'm not a guy that's going to pay Sam Darnold big money. I'm sorry.
I'm with you.
I can't do that.
No, I kind of like the idea you guys threw out there yesterday. If I'm the Vikings, just franchise tag him.
Yeah. Just franchise tag him and allow J.J. to get healthier, more healthy, or whatever, and then let him go.
Basically do the same thing you were going to do last year.
Sam Darnold's not having a year like he had last year.
Oh, and if he does,
great.
Great for you. And then someone will pay him the next year. But it's not going to be me.
No.
Yeah, I'm not gambling on that.
No. Not gambling on possible when I view it like Brock Osweiler.
But if you franchise him, obviously you're paying him a lot more than you paid him last year.
Right.
But you're basically doing the same thing you were going to do last year. That's a bridge.
Yeah.
When JJ's ready, you let him start, and that's that.
Yeah.
And then you move
on. And if he stinks, which I lean more to him towards him not playing as well as he played last year, still got the young guy.
Hey, put JJ in earlier. Simple as that. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. This hour has been brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. Thanks for being with us on a hump day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.